Here's Edward Norrington, the sometime president of Trinity College in the 1960s. There's the Trinity coat of arms with the griffins, the top right-hand corner. So the Norrington Room we're about to see was named in his honour. Here around the Norrington Room in Blackwell's bookshop in Oxford. So Mr. Blackwell grew up in a penurious family in the 19th century and had to leave school and start working age 13 and long for more books and knowledge. But he saved his farthings and founded his own bookshop, which was tiny at first, but look how big it is now. We're in the Norrington Room, the biggest book room in the world. So because it's right beside Trinity College, that's why it's named Norrington Room in honour of Edward Norrington, who also created the Norrington Table, as in for ranking colleges according to their academic achievement, how many first-class degrees, 2-1 degrees, 2-2 thirds, their undergraduates win every year, well, as they graduate, and the colleges don't award the degree classes themselves. So, but anyway, you get an idea of the dimensions of the Norrington Room. So, got books on all topics, you know, jurisprudence, psychology, management, all the sciences, information, community technology, linguistics, books in various languages, even English. So, some of them books which are brand new, some of the things which we don't print for millennia. Well, before we even had print in Europe, obviously the Chinese had it from about 400 AD. So this is the Norrington Room. It's astonishing it's still going, so huge, because, of course, people aren't really into buying books, particularly the hard copy. Okay, I wonder what the dimensions of it are. So anyway, it's got 6 floors now. See how it succeeded. There was Benjamin Blackwell and his son Basil Blackwell. Became very wealthy, had a lovely big house in North Oxford. And Basil Blackwell, the son of the founder, he attended Oxford University, and he later was elected to the city council. Don't know which party he was in, maybe none. And his wife was, good friends with Joy Gresham, / Joy Davidman, the wife of C.S. Lewis. And they were neighbours of J.R.R. Tolkien, next door neighbours, the famous writer. So a number of book launches have been here. The late Wilfred Thesiger did a book launch here, signing his books. And I met Wilfred Thesiger in 1997, very glad I did. He died in 2004. Wish I could have met him again. The author of Arabian Sands, The Life of My Choice. Old Etonian, Oxonian explorer. So, books on German history and all sorts. Okay, so maybe a lot on classics, as in the ancient Mediterranean world, Greece and Rome, and all sorts of theology, okay, ecclesiology, politics. Right, and the Osprey series about military history. I used to devour those as a child. Anyway, so you've got some idea just how big this is. I wonder how many millions of books there are. It's climate controlled. So that is the Norrington Room of Blackwell's bookshop.